Press Review on Radio Yulma.
Ciao, friends. Or should we say hello, friends?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Giselle,
Caterina,
and Maria. And it's October 31st. Currently, it's 9:42 a.m.
And we are over the moon to finally tell you that it's a bright, shiny, sunny day outside. And as shiny it is, we will give you a bright news on our press release.
And don't forget that the best way to start your day is by following us on Instagram and TikTok, Radio Yulm, or contact us by email info@radioyulm.it.
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can also text us on WhatsApp. Number is 331-1438-923.
We have Benedetta directing and Irisa producing. And we're going to get into the highlights of today, which are bright in some places and a bit more chaotic in others.
Yes. Okay, so the headlines of today are among the main ones: Spain hits an apocalypse of rain,
judges and presidency, pro-immigration group.
The Financial Times says the Chancellor Reeves unveils $40 billion tax hike in bid to stabilize UK economy.
We're gonna dive into everything soon, so stay tuned.
All right, so in the global news, Corriere della Sera is going to talk about how Spain hits an apocalypse of rain. After that, we're going to check out the Financial Times, who is talking about the Chancellor who unveils $40 billion tax hike in bid to stabilize UK economy.
Yeah, so Financial Times basically highlights that £40 billion tax increase is marking like the UK's largest fiscal adjustment in decades, which was very unexpected. Her plan basically focuses on balancing the budget by increasing taxes on businesses and high-income individuals, with the goal of addressing broken public finances and supporting essential services. So everyone is quite unprepared for such a change, because also it's going to fund £100 billion in capital investment for infrastructure and public sector upgrades. So Reeves' policy is expected to shift the tax burden upward, aiming for long-term economic resilience amid rising interest rates and inflation.
We are also going to talk about U.S. elections. And the new thing about that is how Trump tries to turn Biden's garbage into campaign gold. We're going to talk about how one man's trash is another man's treasure. We're going to talk about Biden's recent comment, examples of Democrats failing to connect with working class voters, and on. Just stay tuned, because it gets better and better when it comes to US elections. And also, we're going to talk about Italian news, which talks about high levels of immigration. We're going to talk about social services, public safety and security changes, and all of them are connected to Mattarella.
Also, that was the news from the La Verità, the newspaper, and another one, Il Giornale, highlights that the President Mattarella shield against the rating agencies. So basically, the president has issued a critique of international rating agencies and accused them of unfairly assessing Italy's economic progress, because it's much better and has improved. So he compared it to like countries like France and Germany, saying that Italy's economic growth is outpacing them. And as well, he argues that the agencies are disregarding improvements in Italy's economic policies and fiscal stability. So by that, he was just trying to defend the economic policies in Italy and, pushing back against what he sees as outdated and also biased criteria used by the rating bodies.
Even though here is really sunny, there are other places in the world which are full of floods. And this is the news of at least 95 killed and dozens missing in Spain's flash floods. This happened in Valencia, and it is due to the thunderstorms that there have been. And there are some critics that are saying that rescue hasn't come in time and there hasn't been enough attention to this. And this is why this is so chaotic. They also call it an apocalypse because it has been completely isolated. You don't know how many people have died. There is no certainty in when the situation is going to improve. And also because of the catastrophic images that we have seen on the news, such as cars in floods, people swimming in the water, animals, children, elderly trying to save their lives. And now we're going to listen to a quick video.
Che hai fatto amico non con le amiche. Tua nonna non potrebbe perdonarlo mai. Oh mai, oh mai. Lei cuce cuori sopra ogni cicatrice. Paga il tuo Netflix, ma poi guarda la Rai. Che fregatura vivere per stare morto. Con le skills del tuo CV e sentirsi una Grecia in mezzo alle Germanie dentro i tuoi occhi che piangono più. E ti aggrappi alle mie insicurezze che si mischiano bene alle tue, come baci rubati alle feste, messaggi mandati per sbaglio alle tue. Ti rivedo nei gol, hai scritto sul polso che la vita ti fotte di fare revenge porn. Hold on, hold on. E conti i giorni come fanno i carcerati. Le mura sono i polsi che non mostri mai. Oh mai, oh mai. Come uno zero che non sa adeguarsi, noi non abbiamo i numeri. Siamo catenacci, ma anche lo zero vuole moltiplicarsi. E a volte vale la pena provarci. E ti aggrappi alle mie insicurezze, che si mischiano bene alle tue, come baci rubati alle feste, messaggi mandati per sbaglio alle tue. Ti rivedo nei gol, di chi segna i playoff, ricorda ce l'hai scritto sul polso, che la vita ti fotte di fare revenge porn. Confondevi il mio cuore coi tuoni, dentro il letto dei tuoi genitori, quelle notti in cui erano fuori. Aggrappi alle mie insicurezze che si mischiano bene alle tue, come baci rubati alle feste, messaggi mandati per sbaglio alle tue. Ti rivedo nei gol, di chi segna i playoff, ricorda ce l'hai scritto sul polso, che la vita ti fotte di fare revenge porn. Hold on.
We just listened to the song Hold On by
Pinguini Tattici Nucleari,
which represents how the people in Valencia are supposed to hold on to their lives and their most loved ones. This is because of the flash floodings that have occurred, with at least 95 people have been killed by several flash floods in Spain, according to authorities on Wednesday, as emergency responders scrambled to find dozens of missing people, which is the worst part because right? As we're saying, in the situation, it feels like it is an apocalypse because we're still trying to find some of the victims. In the worst, this all happened in the worst affected region of Valencia. And according to Angela Victor Torres, Spain's Minister of Territorial Policy and Democratic Memory, two others died in Castilla-La Mancha and one person in Andalusia. So it hasn't just affected this particular location. And as well, it has marked that in the latest 28 years, these rains haven't been ever like this strong. And we're going to listen to a little video of how this has affected the region.
Over 62 people have died in severe flash floods across southern and eastern Spain. Videos show cars being swept away, streets flooded, including in cities like Valencia, and various rescue units saving the stranded. Scientists say the climate crisis is making extreme weather events more frequent and more severe. Officials say the death toll is likely to rise, and according to Spain's meteorological agency, heavy rainfall is expected to continue through the week.
So we've just listened to the audio from the source about what is happening in the region.
Especially highlighting how this has increased because of the latest climate change, which is making all of the floodings, the storms a lot more crazier in places as Valencia that have never seen these things before.
It's just devastating, like, things getting worse and worse.
Even like all over the world, like 2 weeks ago it was in Italy and other countries, and now it's in Spain.
Of course.
Well, however, now we're going to continue with La Verita, judges and presidency, which covers Italy's issue. Let's say it's an issue. It's getting more and more critical day by day. Mattarella, we're going to talk about that. Well, certain judges are out of step with the risk associated with high levels of immigration, which is a big issue for Italy, especially regarding social services and public safety. So the criticism revolves around that claims. So this point, this viewpoint argues that their policies encourage too many immigrants to enter Italy, which some of the right, on the one hand, in Italy, they believe it could strain resources and lead to security challenges, which is a big risk. However, Mattarella has previously highlighted Italy's duty to help others and its tradition of being open to newcomers. However, I believe that it can have advantages, disadvantages. It said that supporting a welcoming approach that aims to protect migrants' rights. And also, this criticism reflects a broader feeling in Italy and parts of Europe. So it's not only connected connected to Italy, but Europe too. That's the news for La Verita. And
now we're going to talk a bit more about the news from Il Giornale. Apart from the political news, they also highlighted that financial literacy remains low among Italians, with only 12% considered financially literate. So a report from Alleanza Assicurazioni highlights that Italians struggle with basic financial knowledge and often lacking the skills needed for personal finance and risk management. So basically what they were talking about is that they're thinking about education reform, and it is seen as the key for incorporating financial literacy into school curricula, to bridge the knowledge gap and basically better prepare younger generations. And that was the main news for today,
which is very interesting. So stay with us, and here we are.
Radio Yulm.
and that's the news for today, except for the coffee drinkers. While you have the best and productive day, we will take care of the fresh and spicy news for the next week.
So mark your calendars with the brightest highlighters you can find.
Let's thank Benedetta and Iris producing and directing, and your trusted sources, Giselle,
Caterina,
and Maria with you.
Ciao.
Press review on Radio Europe.